So, Adam, not only are we going to spend three lovely days at Universal Studios.
What more did I win?
We're also, you won the chance to be trapped in a car with me for 14 hours. You and I in a car, 14
I'm
hours.
Speechless.
If I could figure out a way to live stream from the car, we could just live stream the 7-hour drive that it's going to take to go from Universal Studios to Charleston, South Carolina, where we will be staying at a hotel called the Fat Villa. I don't know if you've heard of that there, but we will be staying at the Fat Villa. And I think we will actually be doing our show live from the Fat Villa because we will be getting there on a Sunday evening about our showtime. So yeah, I think we will be doing our show live from the Fat Villa April.
So is he gonna have what's it called? The
on the other hand, you know, I thought now what was that?
The garage band or what is
yeah, the banjo band, yes.
The banjo band all set up yeah.
You'll get to see
the snowball.
He no longer uses a snowball, Mike. He uses something else, yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
We're also, you won the chance to be trapped in a car with me for 14 hours.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2141 of the BFO for Tuesday the 12th of April 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Yo, we're gonna catch up on some e-letters and some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, bundlers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I'm gonna tell you what that means in just a moment. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you about why you... bundlers in a little while. A couple of things that happened after I recorded the little show on say y'all talk to the hats and they're doing well and y'all I did indeed cook on my barbecue grill Sunday night. Y'all, I had these big old chunks. I went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, you know they had the boneless poke ribs out there. But y'all, these were a huge, big old chunks of poke. And y'all cooked them on the grill and put the barbecue sauce on it and had the cone on the cob with that. Yes, Big Fatty, Mother Nature's GPS. It's true. And had that for my supper. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was absolutely delicious. It was absolutely delicious. And y'all went to bed. I specifically did not take a nipper nap on Sunday afternoon. You know, just so I would be tired. Y'all, sure enough, I was tired, and I went to bed and fell asleep. Y'all woke up about 2 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I had the GERD. It was like, blah, 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 blah. I felt like Big Ricky Betty. It was not pleasant. I don't know what it was that gave me the GERD. Big Fatty, I don't know. Anyway, I got up and I took me an Alka-Seltzer tablet. You know, then I sat up, you know, because that'll help keep the GERD, the juices from bubbling up. Y'all, it just wasn't enough, so I took a second. I took a second dose of the Alka-Seltzer tablets and sat up a little bit later. was just piddling around on the inner tubes nothing in particular. And finally, you know, I started to belch. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then the good news is that I began to toot, and so y'all, things were moving in the right direction again. And y'all, I crawled back in the bed. It was probably a quarter of three, and y'all, I slept till the alarm went off at 10 minutes past 6 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, it was just lovely. And got up, y'all, I opened a can of those biscuits I bought last week, and I had me some country ham and red eye gravy. Big Fatty, we love the red eye gravy. And Anyway, had country ham biscuits with a little red eye gravy and some corkery for my brofkas. And I think that was about all that I needed to tell you about. Big Fatty, I think that's it. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Fatty and everyone on the show, this is Christina, the number three fan of the BFO, with the West Coast update for this week. Well, spring has sprung, folks, and with it comes 80-degree weather and chirping birdies, which drive my cats nuts. The primaries, the presidential candidate primaries for California, are happening in early June, which means their advance teams are out here now, and we've got the signs and the people on the corners and the calls, and it's driving all of us insane. As I'm sure all of our West Coast or all of our East Coast listeners know, election season has sprung, and it's incredibly crazy, and it's driving everyone batty. So we've got that going on. And also for the sports ball, Bay Area teams are doing well. The Golden State Warriors, of course, playing incredibly well. That's the basketball. I am very happy to report that our hockey team, the San Jose Sharks, has made it into the playoffs. Woo! So there's a lot of sports talk happening in my house. And that's about it. Giants and A's have had their openers. So baseball season has begun, which I don't really care about. But I know some of you out there do. And that's really it for this week. It's been a slow week. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful time. We love you on the West Coast. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Christina. You know, she's the number three fan of the BFO for 2016. And, Christina, first of all, thank you so much for that very detailed report of everything that's going on the left coast of the U.S. of A. Christina, you bring up an excellent point, and I brought this up on the Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night, that y'all, my heart goes out to all of you in the California A and the upcoming New York Big Fatty. They're making salsa for the president, I guess. Y'all, I'm telling you, the television ads and it's annoying, and y'all, it's ugly. It's just getting uglier and uglier. And speaking of this, that Daniel Bieber brought up on his latest little show about how people are just seem to be getting ugly. And y'all, I'm just gonna tell you something, just a little wise old fatty advice here. Y'all, just be nice. Just be nice. To, you know, if someone's being ugly to you, just walk away from it. Don't lower your standards to other people. And y'all, don't say things that you're that you wouldn't say in front of your grandmama. Just imagine your grandmama standing there right beside you. Big Fatty, are you talking about me? No. Just be a better person. I guess that's good. I guess that's the wise old fatty wisdom is just be a better person. Big Fatty, I couldn't agree more.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Randy from Pennsylvania, the ex-lurker. I just wanted to call and say hi and hope you had a good weekend. Wanted to let you know that I was visiting family in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for the weekend and came across a restaurant that I'm sure you would like. The restaurant's name is Bacon, and their website is eatbakn.com. That's eatbakn.com. And it was really good. So maybe you can get them to be a sponsor of the little show, or at least check it out if you're ever in the Pittsburgh area. It's in a suburb of Pittsburgh called Carnegie. But I instantly thought of you when I saw the restaurant called Bacon and just had to give you a call and let you know that I ate bacon today.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is Randy up there in the penis Slivania. And Randy, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely when a lurker de-lurks and just becomes an active part of the little show. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, when I get calls like this, or I get little e-letters or little notes on the Twitter or whatever, and people, you know, they see a bacon, or they see a restaurant about bacon, or a saying about bacon, or something, and they send me a picture, y'all, it is just one of the sweetest things. That you think of Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you live on bacon. You're it's when you eat it, it's like eating a relative. Okay, but I'm telling you, it just makes me smile, and y'all, it makes it all worthwhile. It just makes it all worthwhile, and Randy, thank you so much for eating the bacon and for seeing the restaurant and thinking of me and calling in to tell Big Fatty about it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, a little Aussie battler, and I have a axe. Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question for us today comes to us from the future. It is from the star of the Little Aussie Battler. Y'all, it's Scotty. What you got, Scotty?
So, Big Fatty, I know how you always say that you don't wear underpants. Well, what do you do when, you know, you're crowning? I mean, how do you keep your depends inside your shorts or trousers if you don't have any undies to hold it there? Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Scotty, you've brought up an excellent point sometimes when you're not quite sure if it's going to be a fart or a shard, or when you're crowning a little bit, sometimes there might be a little accident and or a little residue.
Baby, it's vodka.
And Scotty, I'll tell you what I do. I run to the nearest toilet and I take some toilet paper and clean it up the best I can, and then I come home to the villa, and I wash my pants. Big Fatty, just wash that crap right out of your pants. Yes. Y'all, there was a cat in the villa mailbox today. Y'all, it's a picture. It's one of those panoramas of the Cape Town, South Africa. Big Fatty, is that in Mexico? I think so. And y'all, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And y'all, it's addressed to Ambassador of Filth. Big Fatty, how appropriate. When you crap your pants, Scotty wanted to know you're the Ambassador of Filth. And it says, hey, fat one, new country, new card. This was where I was born, so now you and... Oh, Big Fatty, it's for me! Well, it is, so it's not addressed to you unless you're the Ambassador of Filth. No, Big Fatty. Now you and Poodle have a better idea where I am from. Basically, Southern African Mexico. Keep your hands dirty, Big! It's vulgar! It says, H... Formerly from the Perfume City. Big Fatty, we know who that is. It's true. Y'all, I believe the clue there is formerly of the Perfume City. Y'all, I believe that's from Hendrick. And Hendrick, thank you so much for the cat. I didn't know you had the Ambassador Filth's address. But anyway, Big Fatty, it was lovely of him to say that. Look at that stamp on there, Big Fatty. It's got a tiger. It's like a kitty. Oh, Big Fatty, look, a kitty. Oh, yeah, a kitty. So, thank you so much for thinking. Hey, y'all, this is another example, on vacation. And thanks to Big Fatty and sends a kid. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, on yesterday's little show, I had said maybe Jimmy Bear could tell us the difference between a condominium and a townhouse. And y'all, I got an e-letter. It says, hey, McCurdy, a condominium is a system of ownership of individual units in a multi-unit structure with joint ownership of commonly used areas like hallways, elevators, lawns, etc. A townhouse is a dwelling generally with two or more floors attached to similar units via party walls. I guess that's common walls. Ownership of a townhouse can be in the form of a condominium or as an attached single-family home, typically found in planned unit developments. From the sound of it, Fat Acres is a planned unit development, which is a zoning classification that allows for dwellings to be clustered to provide for common open space. Have a good day, Jimmy Bad. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a pud. A pud? Yes, planned. Yes. Oh. Oh, dear, I guess a PUD, y'all, that's the planned unit development. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your PUDs. That's just vulgar, which is almost like crowning. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Y'all got big news, a big anniversarium on Tamari's little show. So, be thinking about what that might be. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And Daniel, you've got some excitement coming up in the next few days. You want to share it with us?
We're also, you won the chance to be trapped in a car with me for 14 hours.
Oh, Big Fatty, I hope you're not doing any crowning then, or with your PUD.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.